Hello everybody, you're listening to Africa Arise. I'm your host, Pastor Alfred. Today I'd like to talk to you about Africa's brain drain problem. Let's look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 13. I'm reading from the King James Version. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. Praise the Lord. The portion of the scripture I just read talks about God bringing back the people of Israel from all the foreign lands back to their own land. That is obviously very important for the nation to even begin to have any prospects of being great. It must have all its people back in its land. In the case of Africa, the reverse is the case. A lot of Africans keep leaving Africa for other continents. They keep leaving their countries in Africa for other countries. And this is something that has to stop. The brain drain, the drainage of intelligence and of talents from Africa is something that would guarantee that Africa never grows. How can Africa grow when the best minds, when the best talents that Africa has leaves Africa? So much is to be gained from the brightest minds of Africa. However, they are contributing to the economies of other nations. They are contributing to the success of other nations and of other continents, leaving their own nations and their own continents behind. This is something that is very sad. If you want to honestly analyze the success of America, America's success is based on the achievements of intelligent immigrants. America painting itself initially as a utopia or a place where dreams can come true, and a place that welcomes all races, all tribes, and all creeds, is very ingenious. In times past, it is that law that has attracted the best and the brightest minds from all over the world to America. So, competing with America is not just competing with Americans. You are competing with actually the brightest minds from around the world. And that is what gives America the edge that America has. If someone in Nigeria or Ghana plays basketball and they are very good, what happens next? Those in America send scouts and have other processes to enlist such people. And this applies to anyone that shows extraordinary talents in any part of the world that is going to be of great value and of great use to them. How can African nations stand to win against other nations when their own best and brightest are playing for the other nations, are employed by the other nations, have become citizens of the other nations, and are working for the other nations? You cannot expect an African team, an African soccer team, to stand a reasonable chance of victory when it's competing against a nation that has team members from everywhere in the world, including Africa. They are picking the best from everywhere. How can Africa then win? Look at even the soccer teams in Africa. Soccer teams in Africa are made up of indigenes of that particular African country. Those are the people that are in that team. However, when you look at the other soccer teams of other countries, we see such a mix of different people from all over the world who became citizens of that country they are now playing for. How can that African nation win? From Africa, you are picking from a pool of what is left over after the best and the brightest have been taken to represent and play for other countries, plus the best and the brightest from within those countries, plus the best and the brightest from all other countries. You see, so how can Africa expect to produce teams or groups of people that will win against other countries and other nations? That is not going to happen. You see, if Africa must arise, Africa must provide greater incentives for people to stay in Africa. And quite frankly, beyond that, because other nations already have more resources than a lot of African nations, so they have that law of more wealth and more success to lure the best and brightest from Africa away from Africa. So Africans themselves must love Africa enough to give their best for their own countries. And also, Africa must change and attract foreigners. Africa is actually a racist continent. Africa is a continent that there are so many black people that hate foreigners and white people. As a matter of fact, there is also the bigger problem of intertribalism, you know, a lot of tribal differences. Even though the other side are Africans and even from the same country, because they are not from the same tribe, there is a lot of conflicts and a lot of disagreements. There have been so much killings and internal conflicts within Africa based off of people being from different tribes, even though they are from the same country. You see, this is something that must stop. Africa must not just embrace other tribes. Africa must start embracing foreigners. You cannot compete in a world where others are picking from the best from everywhere and forming their own teams when you are picking from what is left over from among you, and you forbid foreigners, and you are not even happy about people from other tribes who are from the same country participating in whatever you are doing to represent the nation or to represent the continent. You see? This is very important to be set straight for Africa to ever move forward. If you must leave Africa for education or for whatever reason, you know, to improve your own personal life or further your own personal career, you must at some point come back or from time to time revisit, and you must do something that is valuable to improving your own country within Africa or improving Africa as a whole. You must be involved in something to improve the continent of Africa. Even if you relocate outside of Africa and are now permanently living outside of Africa and become a citizen of one of those nations, you must understand this. This is something that the Chinese did. You know, many years ago, there was no skyscraper in China. You see, America was the number one nation, and a lot of Chinese immigrants left China to America. Even though they became American citizens, they sent back money to China. They sent back their ideas by returning from time to time to China to plant and start up their own businesses. When you do a lot of research on the early companies in China, even most of the companies now, they all have their roots from American educational system. You know, a lot of those people who founded the largest companies in China now, a lot of their education was based on the American educational system. When they got a visa to go to America, they later came back, and many of them have started their own schools and their own universities in China that are now competing with American universities. You see, they did not forget the importance of developing the nation that they come from and the continent of Asia that they come from. You know, they understood that. Now there are skyscrapers all over China. Where did that idea come from? It came from America. A lot of people who leave Africa and go to foreign nations never come back and never reproduce what they saw there. You can't just be an African who likes to go to LA, you go to Dubai, you go to all the other places, you go to Disneyland. But why don't you reproduce Disneyland here in Africa? Why don't you reproduce what you see there over here? Look at Silicon Valley. Now China has its own Silicon Valley. But Silicon Valley started strictly as an American thing in California, you know. But that Silicon Valley culture of creating new tech startups has been reproduced in China. From who? It has been reproduced by those who were immigrants who left China and lived in America, who lived in Silicon Valley and were a part of the culture. They took that culture of Silicon Valley, of creating tech startups and funding it and it prospering, they took it to China. Now China is now a nation that Google is begging China for entry. You see, China is now so big that unlike any other nation in Africa, China can actually say no to America. We don't need you or any technological products that your giant companies have to offer, because we can create them ourselves. You know, how did China get the ability to create these things themselves? Because those who left China to study outside came back with the knowledge and improved China. All those things were not things that originated from the Chinese. China is now looked at as one of the number one product counterfeiting nations in the world. Where did China get all this knowledge to replicate every single thing that is invented and is created in America? All of it is gotten from, number one, immigrants that went to study in America. They did not leave their nation, even though they changed nationality for a lot of them. They still carried the nation of their birth in their hearts, and they returned from time to time and reproduced within their nation what they saw in America. That has also ended up creating a vast pool of extremely intelligent youths and a very strong workforce within China that has created a situation where so many companies in America do their assembling of products in China because it is cheaper for them there. And in so doing, they end up teaching them directly the processes in which they use. And it is from that information that the Chinese can then have direct knowledge of how to make counterfeits of the original that they have been given the blueprints of how to assemble, you know. So that is the second way that that counterfeiting status of China really got to be. But you must understand the importance of immigrants who leave a certain place that is not able to give them what they want, and going to a nation that is able to give them what they want, but remembering to come back and bless their own nation. It's what they have learned and what they have got. You see, Africans must learn to do this. The African brain drain problem must end. You know, the necessary changes must be made. You can recall the scripture that I read to you from the book of Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 13. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. You see, this could be Africa. This could be the paradise that Africa walks in. All you have to do is make the necessary changes. You've listened to what I've said, so do what you have to do. If you are listening to this broadcast and you've not given your life to Jesus Christ before, I would like you to say this prayer after me and mean it with all your heart. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, according to Acts 2:21. So now I call upon the name of Jesus, and I ask that you save me. I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to be the Lord of my life. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he came, died, and rose from the dead to set me free from sin and to reconcile me with you. I receive eternal life into my spirit now. I thank you because now I am saved. I am now born again. I am now one of your kids. Hallelujah. If you just pray that prayer, you've just received the Holy Spirit. Sorry, you've just received Jesus into your life. I would like you to now say this other prayer to receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is of extreme importance in your walk with God. Just kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me born again. Your word says that you would freely give the Holy Spirit to all those who ask, according to Luke 11:13. I ask that you give me your Holy Spirit to live in me, and as I've asked, I've also received by faith. I thank you, Father, for your precious gift. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just say that prayer, you've just received the Holy Spirit. I'll advise you to go to PastorAlfred.com and subscribe. There are a lot of free broadcasts there that will help you in your walk with God. And there are also a lot of free broadcasts like this, and free broadcasts on a variety of different topics that will all be a blessing to you. Once again, thank you and God bless you.